Democrats are entering a critical stretch of the campaign when voters are paying more attention. The top candidates and their desperate single-digit rivals are more likely to begin attacking each other, and President Trump is going after Joe Biden in an attempt to shape the nomination contest to his benefit. The Democratic National Committee, through a technology tool, is warning campaigns to be hyper-vigilant about what it perceives as fake news. Ryan Lizza, chief Washington correspondent at Politico, got an exclusive look at the warnings from DNC Tech, which is the party's in-house group responsible for internal security. Ryan, what's this about?
This is a piece about the Democratic National Committee's war room that has basically been assembled after several years of after the Russia hack and WikiLeaks hosting of their emails, right? So all of the lessons learned have been put into the tech department at DNC, and one of the things under that umbrella is to combat disinformation. And so they have a setup over there with some software tools to basically try and serve as an early warning detection system for their presidential candidates. And when they see something trending online, they use a piece of software with the funny name Trendalyzer. And so when Trendalyzer sees something that's percolating on 4chan or social media, you know, it scrapes data from all over the web, they ping the affected campaign, and together, you know, the idea is that the DNC and the campaign come up with a plan to deal with it. So that's sort of that's the essence of what this group at the DNC is doing and what the piece was mostly about.
Wow. All right. So it may be hard to kind of decipher this, but what do these systems look for? Are they looking for hashtags or certain keywords?
Yeah, that's a great question. With the one tool that they use, that the Trendalyzer, which it's not proprietary or anything. Anyone can buy Trendalyzer. They can basically log misinformation, disinformation with hashtags or keywords, and set it up so it will track that. So, for instance, here's a funny example. there's some people on the right who are constantly going after Beto O'Rourke with a humorous meme that he is, and I'm not making this up, a furry. And a furry is someone who likes to dress up in an animal costume, right?
Okay.
And so the debate in September, they actually pinged the Beto O'Rourke campaign and said, hey, one of the congressman's Twitter threads has been taken over by a dog pile. And I'll be honest, I didn't know what a dog pile was until I did this piece. But that is when, like, a coordinated troll attack on a Twitter thread. Now, this one was a kind of humorous, silly example, right? Because it's just a bunch of people on the right, kind of making fun of him.
Yeah, okay.
But that's the kind of thing they do. They watch for concerted action. Now, more serious stuff. In September, there was an Iranian hacking attack by a group called Phosphorus. And Microsoft briefed the DNC about this. This group actually tried to penetrate the Trump campaign and several journalists and politicians. And that's the kind of thing that, information that the tech team at the DNC will quickly get out to candidates. So it's about cybersecurity, and it's about troll attacks and disinformation. All the things that they thought in 2016, they did not really have strong defenses against.
Wow. So the trick then for the campaigns, the individual campaigns, becomes when to respond. Right. Maybe something annoying. It may be only partially true, but they have to decide, I guess, when to respond, because then it really becomes official and could add legs to the story or give it life. Right.
Exactly. So this is the age old debate in politics. Do you respond to even minor attacks and risk raising them up and giving them more oxygen, or you let them go and hope that they die out because there's not a sort of conflict over it? And, as long as I've been covering politics, communications people on campaigns have been debating that question. And, in the a lot of scholars will tell you that fact-checking and trying to debunk misinformation really doesn't work because it just repeats. And so there's one school of thought on these campaigns that says you resist pushing back on this stuff as long as you can until it really starts to threaten you. Another school of thought, which I think is actually gaining a lot more currency in the Democratic Party these days, and is something that Donald Trump certainly subscribes to, is in the world of social media and disinformation, you have to respond to everything.
Thanks, Ryan. Ryan Lizza, Chief Washington Correspondent at Politico.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.